Drága gyerekek, holnap este az akváriumban játszik Kit Francescoli, akit most a vonalban köszöntetek, természetesen nem magyarul, nem is franciául, hanem angolul. Hi Matthew, how are you? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, and I'm happy to be here with you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk about a little bit your tour and about tomorrow night. But before we start anything, I checked my Spotify favorites and guess what? I found two Kit Francescoli tracks. Do you have any ideas what are them?
Might be Moon, Blow Up and No Palitos.
None of them. Le Vitrine, Prince Vince. I don't know why. Will you play them tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely, and I'm really happy that you picked this one because usually the top three of people are the one that I told you before, and I'm really happy that you pick them because I love them still. They were composed, I think, between 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and I still enjoy playing them live. A lot, so I can't wait for tomorrow to play it for you.
That's very good, though. This summer you visited the U.S. and I'm just wondering how was the audience in the U.S. because you come from Marseille, you had a French audience in the beginning, and then you needed to communicate to many people. How was in the U.S.?
From my point of view, it was like a dream coming true, really. Because I think when you start making music, touring the US in bus and going from Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, New York City, Seattle, it's like a dream. And I was living the dream 24/7, so I really liked it a lot. And from the stage and the crowd, the welcome was amazing every night, and people were really excited that we came so far to play for them, and there was a lot of fans who were not especially French, but that's what I think in general, that's what amazed me on the last tour, because I thought everywhere we will play there will be a lot of French people.
Yeah,
but it was not the case. Most of the time, the venues were packed with locals, you know, and American in America, and Vietnamese in Vietnam, and you know, everywhere else, people from there. So it was really a pleasure to feel how worldwide my music has evolved for the last year.
As you visited the U.S., did it even come to your mind to stay and come some new roots in the U.S.?
No, it came to me to my mind a few years ago when I met Julia first. It's the singer with who I record the two albums with Julia and Play Me Again. She sings on this one.
Yeah.
And I was really in love with the country and the magic, the thing around New York City, and I was thinking a lot about moving there, but it never really happened because in the meantime, it was at the same time I was there was a beginning of something happening in Marseille, something that I took us ages to make true. So it was it will be like going back to the beginning and spoil everything to go back to move to New York City. So I decided to stay in France, and I'm really happy with my choice now, because I get to visit US, I get to visit the world and to go to places that I really loved, like Budapest, like Italy, like Netherlands, like Germany and US and Vietnam and everywhere. But I still have my home sweet home in Marseille, and I'm really in, I think that's a perfect situation for me right now.
As a producer, it could always be a pain in the ass to find the right collaborators. So how do you find the best collaborator, and when do you feel that you found them?
I let the thing go in general, like, you know, things, let things happening.
You are in the flow.
Yeah. because if, for instance, for the last album, Julieta and Turbo Goth and Bambi, they sent me DMs on Instagram, and I went to listen to their songs, and sometimes there are people that send me music and I don't feel connected to it, and sometimes it's almost like when you fall in love with someone, when you meet someone for the first time, and that after 3 seconds you know that you like this person, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, or you're gonna love this person.
Yeah,
but you don't need like a lot of pictures, a lot of time spending with them. It's just the halo around them that works, you know. And that was the same for the collaboration. It's just sometimes you have the, for instance, the best example is Bambi, because I it's the first time that I was collaborating with a guy on one of my records. I mean, that I led the microphone to a guy, and I was not sure about it, but in the meantime it was something new, so I was excited about it. So I sent him some loops, and he sent me back a vocal which happened to be the vocal that you can hear on the record, because one try, one strike, you know what I mean? It was like perfect. I just took his vocals, I put it in the session, and the song was almost done. So when it happens like this, you have to, that's what I said, let it go, let it happen, but because you ask yourself many questions enough most of the time.
Yeah.
So when things happen naturally, you have to let it go too.
Do you feel doubt many times?
Yeah, I'm. I feel doubt most of the time. I feel confident and secure 1% of the time is when a song is finished. But most of the time, the fuel, the oil that make me keep on going is the doubts. Yeah. Definitely.
Your music is cinematographic, right? But many people refer to it as party music. How can you compare these two things?
I think that comes from the simple fact that I love soundtracks. I think that's one of the main source of inspiration for me. And also, I like to listen to music to contemplate. We have a word like this in French. It's called musique contemplative. It's when you make music to, you know, you put your headphones and suddenly around you it's like the reality becomes suddenly a scene from a movie. You know this feeling, and that's the way I love listening to music. So probably that's the way I love unconsciously making music.
Tomorrow you play in the Aquarium. Do you have any surprise to the Hungarian audience?
Yeah, because I'm really excited about the new show, because we have one new member on stage with us, and compared to the last time we came to Aquarium, and it's a drummer. It's a really good one, and it brings something amazing to the show. We have a new light show. Mm. We still have Andrea, who is always still singing and playing the bass beautifully. And also the set list is made of songs from the last show and the last albums, but also from the new one. And inside of it, there is sometimes like surprises and mix of songs between them and stuff. So I really can't wait to play tomorrow.
But you are still in Marseille, right?
Yes. Yes, right now.
When do you leave tomorrow?
No, I leave tonight for Paris. And from Paris to Budapest tomorrow morning.
Okay, so it's gonna be a long day. But how long you stay in Budapest after that?
We are leaving the day after because we play in Munich.
You won't have a lot of time to check what you like in Budapest. What do you like in Budapest?
I would have loved to do the famous, what do you call, bath. The last time we came, I remember just the walk from the venue to the hotel. And the thing at night with people in the street and the nightlife in general, I loved it. It was a mix of the craziness of Barcelona and the coolness of New York City, something like this, you know?
Yeah.
So I sometimes when you really don't have time to explore, when you only have 2 hours, the best thing is to not try to explore too much. You know what I mean? It's just like,
I know.
Enjoy what is around you. That's what we're gonna do tomorrow.
Yeah, that's easy to have the fear of missing out feeling, right?
Yeah. Because when you are in holidays, you always want to do like tons of stuff because you don't want to miss any seconds. But when you are on tour, you just have to, you know, okay, the venue is here, the hotel is here. Let's chill around and see what happens.
Yeah, but I hope you will really enjoy it and have a safe trip tonight and tomorrow. And good luck for the show of tomorrow.
Thank you, and I see you tomorrow.
I will be there for sure. And actually, it would be nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, sure. After the show, we always don't have merch to sell, but we always go to the crowd once the show is over.
Ah, okay. Mathieu, thank you so much for your
time. Thanks a lot, Victor.
And thank you for joining us today. So take care and see you tomorrow in Aquarium.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.